Welcome to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, the show designed to help make middle age your prime time of life by defying the notion that once you reach 40, 50, or even 60 years old, your crowning achievements are all behind you. Regardless of whether you're just approaching 40 or are firmly entrenched in your middle years, it's time to launch your very own personal journey toward a joyful and purpose-filled second half of life. Each week, host Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, will discuss the challenges common to middle age and help guide you to a brighter tomorrow. Now, here's Roy.
Hello and welcome to our program. Experience I had back in 1991, and I relay that in my book, A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up. I had been coughed out by corporate America in the late 80s. I'd been involved in two startup ventures which both failed. We'd bought an expensive new house here in Iowa in a new town, and I needed new friends because we'd left all our friends in prior towns. I was depressed and frustrated and at my wit's end, and I went to a guidance counselor to see if he could help. And he looked at me firmly in the eye and he said, "You know, if you really believe that things will get better, they undoubtedly will. And if you don't believe they'll get better, they probably won't." At the time, I was disappointed and even angry. I thought, what a worthless platitude. It's so obvious. But now I realize that my counselor had hit the nail on the head. And our guest today has the same message, but in much more eloquent wording. From his website, he said, we can expect nothing more than that which we believe possible. Let me ask you a couple questions. The first question, does it make any sense not to believe in a positive future for yourself, in a positive ultimate result? I don't think it does. And question number two, does it make any sense not to invite and welcome joy and fulfillment into your life by resolutely striving for both and having plans for the future? I don't think it makes a lot of sense to count on a negative future, does it? Our guest here today is to help us get over being stuck at middle age, and he will discuss working toward, as he called it, your grand destiny. Our guest is Odell Stunkard, who is internationally known as the breakthrough expert. He's a speaker, coach, and CEO of six U.S. companies and two Asian companies. Boy, that must be pretty demanding on your time and talents to have all those companies. I was fulfilled and fully engaged as CFO of one company back in the 80s. He's also author of Success is a Biblical Principle, and he's got a new book called The Coloring of Gold, Seven Power Principles to Design, Align, and Engage Your Business Now. Hello, Odell, and welcome to our program.
Good morning, sir. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's get right to it. Let's say that you're 45, you're not satisfied with where you are in life or in your career, you're not earning as much as you anticipated, your career may be stalled out or you're on a plateau, maybe you've made several bad career decisions or personal decisions, jobs didn't work out or ventures that failed, maybe you had a failed marriage, you might be divorced. Who knows? Whatever, you've lost your confidence and you have a sense of being stuck. And even worse, if, say, you're 45 or 50, you may see it's all downhill from here, that the best days are behind you. How do we divorce ourselves from these past self-image or our self-image from these past failures and use the past as an inspiration rather than an albatross and break out? How would we start overcoming that internal fear and resistance that's been holding us back?
Well, the first challenge is to go back and remind yourself of what used to excite you.
Yeah.
Because as you mature and as you go through life, you kind of get embedded into societal norms. What does the company expect of me? What does the boss expect of me?
Yeah.
What do these people expect of me? And now you've hit a place in life where you begin to realize that they really aren't thinking a lot about you, which on one side you can go, well, that's not cool. But on the other side, you can go, oh, well, then that means I'm completely free.
Yeah,
and now
every good
place. Go ahead.
No, I said that's an excellent point. If they're not all that, who's going to be more concerned about your future and ensuring a joy and fulfillment in life than you yourself?
Right. Right.
And
by this stage, most of us have gotten to a place where the kids are gone. They've grown. Now they're in life of their own. And now you really have an opportunity where you have experience. You have a little bit of money. You have a more solid look on where you've been and what it's meant and what to do and what not to do. So now is the perfect time to turn around and go back and start doing the things you first were intending to go after. And that's the biggest place to find joy, is to start doing the things that really matter to you instead of the things that matter to everybody else.
Yes, I always call that middle age is the prime time of life. Like you say, you've conquered a lot of the early challenges of finding a mate or raising a family, whatever it might be, and launching your career, and now's the time to start getting some fulfillment out of it.
Exactly. Yeah, now it's time for the experiences to bear fruit. And like you were saying, you know, how do you have the past not be an albatross? Well, it's actually fuel. It gives you a guidepost on what not to do and what to do and what works and what doesn't. You have wisdom that you didn't have when you were 21.
Amen.
So you can make better choices, but now you have the ability to not be embedded in, is this going to succeed? Because you can define what success looks like to you, and it will be successful.
I like to say that you can reach two totally different conclusions, and they both can provide positive inspiration. You can say, you know, most of the decisions I made in the past, looking back, were the right ones, so you can be confident in your decisions in the future. Or you can say a lot of them were the wrong decisions, but now I understand why I made them, and I'm more capable of making better decisions in the future.
Right. Well, I mean, it's like with my story, is it's like I was in corporate management and anywhere from mom and pops to international businesses at different times in my life, but it was always for someone else's ends.
Yeah.
And then finally, a few years ago, I reached that place in my life that we're talking about today, where it's like, okay, this isn't happening anymore. Before long, I'm going to be a no longer necessary tool in the corporate arsenal. Plus, I don't like it anyway. I've just done it because it was secure.
Yeah.
So I set about reinventing and going back to, what did I want to do when I was a teenager, when I was a kid? You know, what really got things going? And in the last few years, that's what spun all this. I wasn't an owner of any businesses, because these businesses I'm a CEO on, I'm also co-owner.
Yeah.
And the traveling and all this stuff, and it's like, oh, now you're 50, you know, how are you going to do this? And I'm not quite there, but I am looking down the barrel of it. And it's like, why would you want this schedule? And it's like, well, because now is the time that I get to be me. I get to do what I want to do.
Yeah, it's the schedule is so much different if you're doing what you want to be doing. I know now that I'm doing this radio program and have this middle age renewal training, I enjoy getting up every morning, and I didn't when I was an insurance broker every day doing all that kind of stuff.
Right. It was all about reviewing the company goals and what are my quotas for now and da-da-da-da-da. And now when I get up, it's like, cool, who do I get to meet today? Who do I get to teach today? Who do I get to learn from today? But the way to get unstuck from that is simply to make a resolute decision that you are going to do this, and then identify, by looking at what you want to do, what is it that I need to do this? Who do I need to align with to have this happen? And then resolutely moving forward. Is it necessarily easy? No. Is it fulfilling? Yes. But
wow.
It's all about making a decision and taking action.
Once you decide to move forward, how do you best gain clarity and focus on what you want out of the second half of it to make them the best years of your life? How do you gain that clarity on what really makes you tick or what you really want to do?
Well, there's two things that I recommend. One is, no man is an island. Get a coach.
Yeah.
Get a mentor. Get someone who is operating in something that looks kind of like where you want to go.
Yeah.
And get them to help you put together a plan that works, because you're still at that same place. You're in a new place. You're putting together a new plan, and you don't know what you don't know. So get somebody who does. The second part of it is to take the time. Spend the time undisturbed. What I recommend is critical thinking, 45 minutes, 3 times a day, in a space where you have no distractions, and have a written topic that you want to discuss with yourself. And then just sit there and do that. Yeah,
that's
sit there and do that.
That's an idea. No,
yeah,
I recommend people take obviously 30 days is a long time, but I recommend a mental vacation where, if possible, you divorce yourself from all the stress and pressures and the things that you don't like about what's going on now, and you really take that time away. Say you're out of work and looking for a new job rather than running around on the Internet every day or reading the want ads and networking and all that. Take a little time off to define ideally what you would do if you could find someone to pay you to have a good time and to do what you really want to do in life. But you really
Simple startup exercises to do in that is to just close your eyes and go, okay, if I were the me I wanted to be, what would that look like? And I know that sounds simplistic and it sounds a little touchy-feely, but if you put it to pen and paper, then it moves out of that space and it actually moves into a practical realm where you can start reaching for things.
Yeah.
But before you do that, you got to get it on paper. So you got to sit there and go and just let yourself go. I mean, let yourself imagine when you're a kid, you had no problem being a cowboy, an Indian, a doctor, a lawyer, a preacher, whatever. No problem at all. So find that space again in that critical thinking time to go, what is it that I really want to do? What would I like to be? Where would I like to go? Who would I like to see? And just put it down there.
Yeah,
and then start putting together a plan.
It's such a great idea, because if you don't add details, you know, I can have a vision that I'm going to win the Powerball lottery and go off to Tahiti and spend the rest of my life laying in the sun. But unless I put some details and really some plans in place to get where I want to go, I'm not going to get very far.
Well, in this, you know, this life change that I'm standing in now, and which is fixing to expand again, began a decade ago, to be completely honest. As I sat down and I was just thinking about this stuff and I started writing stuff, and then over a few years, the journals became notes, became plans, and the more clear I got, then the more things began showing up, because that's how you attract things, is you have to get clear about what you want. I'm a Christian, so I refer to the Bible a lot, but in James it says, no man who is double-minded has any reason to expect that he'll receive anything, and the reason is because you don't know what you want.
Yeah.
And then another place it says people perish for lack of a vision, so you've got to get one together. And then in another place it was like, what man begins building a building without first sitting down and counting the cost? So you have to examine all these things, and then as you get clear on what you want, it begins to show up. The right connections, you'll go, well, I think I need to go to this conference. I don't really know why, but I'm going to go. And there, you meet an opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah.
And it was like, did you plan to go there and do that? No. But you had planned to have this intention of stepping to this next place, and you knew you needed help, and then all of a sudden it shows up.
And if you believe that you're going to attract the type of conference or whatever, the type of knowledge that you need, then you begin to attract that kind of thing because you're open to it and your antenna is up.
Right. In the old days, I attracted what went with my thought process, which was, I want to climb the corporate ladder and yada, 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 but I didn't get really clear on the fact that, no, I didn't. What I really wanted was successful businesses.
Yeah.
But I framed it according to the situation I was in. And so that's what I got, along with everything that went with it.
So often we frame something in terms of the immediate context, like I want my boss's job and a company car or something like that. And like you say, instead of really framing on the ultimate objective of a successful business and managing yourself and having what you really want out of life, it's just some temporary goal that really is fleeting, and when you get it, it's not all that exciting anyway.
Well, and the thing about it in retrospect is I used to have those kinds of conversations with myself, because, you know, they always teach you goal setting and always dress three positions up from where you are, for, you know, where you want to be to where you are, and, you know, all these things, but they forget the rest of the thought processes. Did you like that boss?
Yeah.
Did you like the way they did things? If you didn't, that is not an intention you want to set, because everything that goes with it.
I once worked for a company where I didn't like my boss's job at all, and I didn't like my boss's boss's job because none of them had any real authority. They were just basically yes men trying to please the next boss up. I thought
That's
is not really where I want to be.
Well, plus, and here's the real key for everything is that I believe, and my life is proof that it's true for me, is that every single person was created and put on this planet for a specific purpose, that their experiences roll up into something that needs to be taught or given to other people.
Yeah.
So that we learn from our past and don't repeat it. Instead, we improve upon it.
Yeah.
And so when you're looking for what really makes you tick, it's not going to be in a function. It's like I tell people, that you love numbers does not automatically translate to I want to be an accountant.
No.
Okay? It's the same thing. It's like, just let yourself go and look at yourself operating in different circumstances, and when did you come alive? And so it won't be the circumstance. It'll be whatever was occurring at that point, and that'll give you a clue to what your passion is. When you get that, then all these experiences, whether you term them to be good or bad, I guarantee you they're good.
Yeah.
Because they're going to meld together into a message that you can give to other people and help them. And that's where your fulfillment will come in.
Yes, you're not never going to be totally fulfilled if it's all about yourself. It's got to be passing the message on to someone else and passing the joy that you've gained in your own life and helping others attain that same joy. That's what I've found with a passion in the past couple of years. But yeah,
it's like, and then you really get to enjoy life because you get to make money and you get to help people and their lives are improved and your life is improved and you get more freedom to do the other things that you want to do all at the same time.
Yeah. Listen in, because that's exactly what those people out there, that's exactly what we're trying to talk about in all these programs, is how you can really find that joy and passion and yet contribute during your prime time of life, which is the middle age, and even when you retire. Just because you retire from that last job, that doesn't mean you retire from life or from contributions to others, because there's plenty more that can be done out there. And what you're
ask you a question about that aging process. Okay,
yeah.
It's now. I'm going to give an analogy. Then I'll ask the question. It's like now, I am in a place where I control what I do and when. I control what businesses I choose to join into, which ones I don't. When I was 21, it was all about energy and drive.
Yeah.
All right. Now I have energy and wisdom. All right. And drive. And so with that, let me ask you a question. What place would it not make complete sense that this is the perfect time to reinvent yourself and become whatever you want? All you have to do is let go of what people told you you were or could be. That's the only barrier you have to cross.
Yeah.
It's the hardest one, but it's the only one you have to cross. And then you can begin moving towards this.
Yeah.
Identify your passion and recognize the value that you bring to the world. Because that's the real key, is you have value. These experiences you have are valuable.
Yeah. No, that's what I try to tell everyone that I talk to on that. Even if you've, say, been out of the workforce for 30, 40 years as, say, a housewife or whatever, you've gained that life experience, and that's just as valuable as experience you may have gained on the job, because if you're dealing with other people and you're dealing successfully in home management or whatever it is, that's life experience that you can bring to the party, and you certainly have more to contribute now in terms of your wisdom and knowledge than you did when you were 25 or 20.
Right, and the story that you have of the good things and how they turned out and the bad things and how they turned out and how everything came together, there are millions of people walking that exact same path, younger than, sometimes even the same age as, like you and I talking to this group of people now. We're in that group, and we're talking to that group at the same time. But those experiences build a plan, a pattern, a story that someone else out there is going, they're sitting in the middle of something going, how do I get out of this?
Yeah.
And you have the key.
Yeah, they may have the key inside if they could just look inside and really uncover what they really wanted out of their lives and unlock that door that's been holding them back.
And that's exactly, in my opinion, that's exactly the core of what this whole transforming yourself is about. This is about recognizing your value, finding who has the key to unlock you, and then you turning around and using your key to unlock others, and as a result, everything improves.
Well, once you regain focus on the future, how do you then attract positive people and circumstances into your life and eliminate all these negative influences that kind of been holding you back?
Okay, this part takes a little work and a little discipline. Being older, we understand both. But you have to literally start paying attention to everything you say.
Yeah.
And is it serving? Is that thought that you had that you let come out of your mouth serving to bring good, or is it giving power to more of the same?
Right. Yeah,
and you really have to examine that.
Yeah. I have to work on that constantly, even though I'm a positive person. And I'm, you know, I often hold myself back from making negative comments about people I see across the room or something. You know, I always say, well, it's okay because they don't hear me. And they don't know what I said about them, but that really isn't adding to the person I'm with or anyone else by making a negative comment about this other person.
Well, and, you know, it goes to making negative comments about yourself that you don't even realize you're making.
Yeah.
Like, I'm too old. Well, no, you're not. Are you breathing? All right. Or, you know, Mother Teresa did it till the day she died. I mean, you know, and story after story after story. No, you're not. You're not too old. You just need
Colonel
to frame
Sanders
it in a way that works for you.
Too old to bring about the fried chicken either.
Right.
Build that
and
into an international franchise.
Right. And I don't know the right people, or I don't have enough money. Well, change that. And it's like, I have all the resources that I need. I just have to discover where they've been put.
Yeah.
All right. You just change what you're saying so that it supports what you want to do. Instead of speaking what appears as truth now, well, you can speak something different, and over time, it will begin to become truth for you. The more you speak it, the more you'll believe it. The more you believe it, the more things will be attracted.
Yeah. Well, one of
the thing is you are always attracting.
Yeah. One of the things that's so common nowadays with the recession we just are trying to get out of and other threat of the election coming up and stuff is stress, which is a common problem for a lot of us. What's the best way to eliminate or at least control stress, both for ourselves and for others? And as you put it, feeling overwhelmed and unsupported. How do we overcome that stress that's constantly around the corner or knocking at the door to try to get in?
Okay. One is, although you're going to plan out for 10, 20, 30 years, whatever your range is that you want to set, but don't try to accomplish your 10 today.
Well, that's good.
The number one way to stay out of stress is to stay in a place where you've got one eye on where you want to go and the other eye is on what are you doing today. And if you're doing too much, be willing to slow that down. That's the number one thing. A lot of times we get in this thing where I have to. And it's like, no, you don't. Who said that? Yes, you need to be taking action, but that doesn't mean you have to be taking all of the action you're taking. And if it's a person, and you run a test here, you look at the relationship and you go, every time this person comes around, do I feel stress? Do I feel peace? Does it go back and forth? You know, what's happening? And you may have to make some hard decisions and say no to certain people being involved in what you're doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the best way to control stress is to not be where it is.
Yeah. And, of course, if your boss is stressing you out, then, or your spouse or someone that you have to be with, then you have to ask yourself, am I stressed really because of that person or because of my reaction or my relationship with that person? And what can I do on my end to reduce the stress when I meet that person daily or whatever?
Right, and the trick I use in those circumstances on myself is I look and I go, why is it that they have any power to stress me out? Usually it's because they're not operating with me the way I want them to, which is a bad place to start because I shouldn't have that expectation to begin with unless they're my employee. Okay, otherwise it's a thing of I need to be able to respect them where they are and have them respect me where I am, and then I can begin to deactivate the power they have to cause me stress, because nothing can cause me stress unless I give it the power to.
No, that puts it in a nutshell. I love that statement. Nothing can cause you stress unless you let it or give it the power to. That's why, I can sit around and be stressed about the election, over which I really have absolutely no control over over what Congress is authorizing more than what they're taking in the budget deficit and all that kind of thing. But it doesn't, you can take plans, make contingency plans based on what the facts are out there, but if you don't have any control over it, it's pretty ridiculous to sit around and stress over it.
No, instead you find something else so that you can feel secure regardless of the outcome. Okay?
Well,
that moves into a whole different concept about internationalization and other stuff, but it's like you always keep your loyalties where they should be, but that doesn't always mean that you have to keep everything else there. Begin to put things in other places to give you security. Like, for example, I don't feel secure all of what I have is based on the success or failure of one particular project that I'm working on at a time. That will cause me stress. To know that everything I have is invested in the success of this one product, say. Okay?
So
I don't. Instead, I have it spread around so that win or lose on this one, there's other things out there.
Yeah, that's great. Well, unfortunately, we're just about out of time, and I'd love to speak with you another half hour or an hour or whatever because you're adding so much. But tell people about you. I know you have a new book coming out called The Coloring of Gold. Is that available yet, or is that
Actually, the way you were presenting it is the reverse. I'm sorry I wasn't clear about that. Is Success with a Biblical Principle is coming up. It should be ready for release by spring of next year. Coloring of Gold. Coloring of Gold is the one that's actually with the editors now, and we're doing pre-sales and hard sales online and in bookstores. Should be available by December of this year. It's moved into editing. All the stuff is done. The book is written. We're starting to put together ebook products from it, but the actual physical copy won't be ready for probably another 8 or 10 weeks online and 12 weeks in stores.
Okay, well, give people your website so that they can keep up and be sure to get that book, because I would highly recommend it when it comes out based on, what your qualifications are. I'm sure it's going to be a good one.
Well, I have 30 years of management experience, and as you said, now I manage 6 U.S. corporations, 2 Asian corporations, and I'm on the board of an Asian foundation.
Wow.
I do speak internationally. And throughout the U.S., it's becoming more and more common now. And Coloring of Gold is kind of like a summation of 7 power principles for success. I base it on business, but they're translatable anywhere. My website is Odell Stunkard, O-D as in David, ELLSTUNKARD.com. And you will find the books, you'll find the coaching and training, you'll find everything that I offer is on that website, as well as media stuff regarding seeing me and joining with me.
Yeah, I would recommend people go to that website just to press on that little video you have there, because that's an excellent summation of what you're all about, and I would highly recommend that. And also, of course, don't forget to go to our website, www.middleagerenewal.com, and we talk about a lot of the same reinvention of life at middle age and taking advantage of the prime time of your life. And thank you so much, Odell, for joining us today. You've been very helpful.
Thank you, sir.
Well, for the past several weeks, we have been recommending websites of interest all across the Internet. This week, we're going to try something a little different, and I'm going to recommend my own website, www.middleagerenewal.com. The website on its homepage asks several questions. For individuals 40 and over, are you burdened down by unfulfilled dreams and diminished expectations? Have you grown old before your time? Are you sleepwalking through life without a crystal clear plan of where you would like to reach and what's your intended destination? Do you fear that your best days are behind you? If you work for a living, do you lead or work in a business or not-for-profit enterprise that's fresh out of ideas? Is your bottom line sagging, customers leaving, collective motivation sinking? Well, that's what our website is here for. In exchange for your name and email address, you will receive a free Middle Age Renewal mini course, which includes your very own happiness gauge worksheet. If you don't know whether you would benefit from renewal or not, take this happiness gauge worksheet and see just how you score. You can go to the video section of our website and receive 10 free 3-minute video presentations on a broad range of subjects like midlife transition, winning the lottery, that sounds kind of fun, doesn't it? Or taking a mental vacation, your very own vacation from the stress and pressures of your work. See why some people say I have a great face for radio. We have a section of broadcasts. You can access any of the past episodes of this show on this website broadcast tab. And we also provide some interviews that I did on some over-the-air radio stations. You can access my popular Middle Age Renewal blog, which we update just about once a week. It's very popular. It has over 75,000 comments from people worldwide that go to this blog, and most of them are favorable, I have to admit. And I'd love to be your coach, consultant, or speaker for your company or association. I can speak on a broad range of topics on individual and collective midstream renewal. Also, you can have me come and present what we call an all-day workshop called Wake Up to Life. We can do one of these all-day seminars. It's a participatory exercise for members of your company or your organization or association, our all-day Wake Up to Life seminars. Finally, you can contact me at the website at roy@middleagerenewal.com or directly from the website. And I'd love to hear from you. I'd like to hear about some future midlife renewal type topics that you would like to hear us discuss in the future. Tell me what you'd like to hear. Also, if you have your own inspiring story, maybe you were down in the dumps and didn't have any particular positive plans for the future, but now you do, I'd love to hear what woke you up to life and why you're now inspired. So please get in touch. And last but not least, of course, I'd love you to preview the two books that I've written, which are available either in e-form or in printed version right through our website. And the first book, of course, is A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, which is designed for individuals who are kind of down in the dumps, stuck in neutral, and would like to have a joyous and happy and productive future. Our second book is designed for organizations that are lagging. It's called Wake Up and Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines, Recreating and Re-Energizing Lagging Enterprises and Participants Midstream. I'd love, of course, for you to preview the book, and perhaps you'll want to buy one. It's available both in printed and ebook version. Our address, once again, is www.middleagerenewal.com, and I'd really like to hear from you, and thank you for tuning in.
You've been listening to Middle Age Can Be Your Best Age, hosted by Roy Richards, an expert on midlife renewal and author of both A Midlife Challenge, Wake Up, and Wake Up, Captain and Crew, Restart Your Engines. You can learn more about Roy and his Middle Age Renewal Training System by visiting his website, middleagerenewal.com.